What I want to discuss this line, but I want to explain the context of the line. We talked about it a little bit last time. Well, the fi daiti oid ki ein loy limnois shum mitzvah mishum ashoras yitzoy lemoishe rabbeinu be'elu loy dia oisam liyisrael v'lidroish lehem shiuz rizim be'elu amitzvah tamid l'shakim b'neim av'ach. Well, okay, we talked about this. Okay. I just, before, you know, where is he coming from? Okay? Where is he coming from? Who is he disagreeing with? And what's the problem? Okay? Now, because he says at the end, which is a very strange thing, and I want to also go with him over, but see where he's coming from, what he's trying, just, what's he trying to do? The ain me shiyovi izu b'chesh v'na mitzvahs. Well, it's a taina on the Bahag, a taina on whom? What's a taina exactly? The umnis. Okay? What does he want? If you recall, he himself has said that the Pshat and the Bahag, and what the Bahag is saying, is you learn a lech v'drochov. Okay? And he himself would say that it's v'achto l'acha k'moicha. Correct? Avasara ach. Correct? That's what happened. Okay? So, what's he coming in with the Gemara Metzia here from nowhere? Okay? Correct? That, you know, with polemics about the Gemara Metzia with Yisra. Okay? What I think is going on, what I think is going on, he's having polemics with the Rambam. And that's what the Hasogas Ramban is all about. You see, but it's basically Shlomo Mekoymai. And he says that the Rambam discusses the Bahalochas Gedolos as far as this issue in Shurisheni, okay? And he says Shurisheni has no place. Shurisheni basically has no place. Okay, because you know this is going to take care of it. Peiros, you know, he says there's no, but he, let's just see what the Rambam says in Shurish. The two issues. The question is, are the drashas Chazal, could they be mitzvahs or not? Okay, but then, what does the Rambam do in Shurish? Listen to how. What does he say is the makor for Alos Gedolos? He says his polemics with Alos Gedolos because the makor for Alos Gedolos is Mamba Metzia. Okay? So what I think what the Ramban was says, no one in their right mind could have said that Mamba Metzia is a makor for anything. And why does the Ramban assume that? Even though it's going to come out the same thing as Avas Ach, but that's not the issue. And that's his Lashon. And there's something, I'm missing it, okay? But I just want to share something with you, okay? I'm going to read to you at least the Kapach translation, okay? And he says, Kasher moitzim amidim sherosheni, posuk shenilmadu mimenu inyon merabim, al derech haboyim v'halamidus. Ubeglau hish anusom al shkirzu, they rest themselves on this mistake. Monu b'chlam mitzvah asay biko cholim b'nichma ve'elma kfiris hamesim. Because why? Because of drashas Chazal. It was based on drashas Chazal. Biglal hadrash al omroi Yisale, vodato lehem es aderech yeichu bo, v'es hama'ase asher ya'asun. V'u omrom al ze es aderech zugim l'schasodim, yeichu ze bikochoyim, bo ze kviris meisim, v'es hama'ase elu adinim, asher ya'asun zu lefnis adushu es adin. Okay? He's quoting the Mabba Metzia. Okay? V'choshvu shekol pulu pulu min apulu salolu mitzvah fnei atzmo. V'lo yodu'u shekola pulu'i salolu v'deimeyim nichlolus b'chlau mitzvahachas. Michlau. Ha-mitzvah ha-mur b'tayu b'feilish v'omloi yis'alef v'achtolach k'morcha. See, basically saying the same thing as the Ramban, okay? The Ramban says that the Bahag is based on l'leches b'drochov. And he would have said v'achtolach k'morcha. Okay? Correct? But what the Rambam is doing is the Rambam is saying the makor of the Lachas Gedolos, which the Bahag, which the Ramban says is the Gemara and Seita, the Rambam says is the Gemara Metzia. And that, he basically says, Lodum v'loyam. No one in their right mind could imagine learning from Baba Metzia a mitzvah, since it's basically Yisrael. That, I think, is the point. Okay? That's where he's coming from. Okay? Now, I just want to tell you something. I want to read to you a word, which I read it to you before, but you didn't jump on it. Okay? The Rambam is careful, and it's in the Arabic also. He says, Mono b'chal mitzaseh, b'ikha choylim, b'nikha veylim, k'fiyas meisim, b'glav hadrash ha'omu, al omroi yis'ale. What's Omo Yisala? Who's Yisala? God, right? Vodata lehem es haderech yechubo ves hamaseh sheyasu. See, basically he says, since the Torah is God, okay? And therefore, you know, okay, but Chabad says, what are you talking about? Tachnufu in Pshuto Shomikra, Sas Yisra. But the Ram, look at the what? Omo Yisala. Okay? Every word, Moshe Rabbeinu, is only a mechike, a sefer. Okay? Oh, okay, we say that. Okay. Now that we have that, that's just, you know, that's just the groundwork, okay, what he's saying. Correct? Okay, now, you have to keep in mind, and there are many things that I want to point out to you, okay? I don't get it 100%. Because when you open up the Gemara Metzia, the Gemara Metzia has a separate drasha Gemilas Chassadin, then the drasha for Bika Choylim, and Fius Hameis, and Nicham Aveilim, and then Dinim, and then the Fnim Meshuvas Adin. Okay? And the beginning of the whole thing is Limurums. Oh, I don't know if Limurums is Beis Chayim, we'll see exactly what that is. It's not clear that it's from this place of Steven Rashi, but we'll come and we'll see and we shain him. Okay, good. Okay. The Bahag does not count Gemilas Chassadim in Yiran Mitzvahs. Okay? He also doesn't count the Fnim Yishuv Sadim. Okay? Which come too late, a mitzvah. I hope I'll get to it tonight. Okay? Now, interesting, when the Ramban's attacking that no one's counting lifnim, no one's counting in minyan mitzvahs, there's another thing there that's limrumnus, okay? But it doesn't mention a word about lifnim mishuas adin, okay? And I'd like to talk about that later also as we go on. Those, okay? And the reason, I guess, how you get to lifnim mishuas adin, first you talk about the dinim. They talk with Nimishus in it. The Ram doesn't mention it. The Ram says, call Pula in this Gemara. He doesn't go through the Gemara that the Gemara says, Gemilas Chassadim, okay? One second. I'm making a mistake. Oh, there it is. He says, no, he does, I'm sorry. He says Gemilas Chassadim, and he's not bothered by it. He doesn't, and the Bahag doesn't mention it unless he loses a colon, but I don't know exactly how it could be, because the first thing you omum al zeh es aderech zu gemilas chassadim yechu zeh bikochoyim. Okay, so no one mentions that. Okay. So that's what we're standing over here. Now, just per se, I pointed that out to you that the Ramban says that you could
you should differentiate between Beis Chayehem, which is to Mamet Gezel, Mamet Gezel, and it's at the end, Shiyumudu Umus Yichyumimeno Kibo Yismato Gzeles Ladinim. Okay. And another category of Kedele Shaking Beinayim Abo Beachro Sholem Vareus Kibachach Yismat Talumus Ladinim Beinayim, which is the Gemilas Chassadim. Okay? So they're two different things. Okay? And what he does is an amazing thing. Because the Pasuk, it says, Atoshma Bakoli, He Otcho V'yelokim Imoch, Heye Ato L'mla'o Mu Elokim, V'veso Esom Es Advomo Elokim, V'zaltem Esem Es Achukim V'es Ateres, V'odato Lehem Es Aderech Yelchu Bo, V'es Amase Ashe Yasu. Okay? And then it goes into a discussion by Minu Shiftim. Okay? So what he wants to really say is, what Ramban's learning is, that if you do those things that are mamayit, merivos, and dinim, you really won't need that many shayftim. But the mice is, you'll need shayftim, and you should mamana these, okay? But he wants to do two things, not only to set up a judicial system, but he wants to have a judicial system which is not used that much, okay? And then, he said, at the beginning of the Pasuk, he talked about Beis Chayeim, which Ramban learns is Umnus, Sheikh Yumenu, to Mayat Gzeles. As the Gemara says, Koshir Malamed Bnei Li, Umnus, Kilo Malamed Listen. Okay? It's a Mayat as a Gzeles. Okay? So that's what he does at the end. And he says, and that's referring to the pasuk after Shoftim, that it says, "Im et adov azeh tase v'tzimcha elokim v'yachol to amoy v'gam kol ha'om hazeh al makom u'yovo b'sholoim." That's what the Ramban learns the pasuk or the pesukim. Okay. Now. What he's learning is the Pshuta Shal Mikra is not at all interested in mitzvahs. The Pshuta Shal Mikra is interested, if you get a Darsh in Gemilas Chesed, the Pshuta Shal Mikra is interested in Gemilas Chesed as a conduit that we should not have. Machlekes should be Avo, Achva, B'Shalom, B'Reis. And the interest is the Hokkala Moshe Rabbeinu, the Wushin Mishpatim Koleis. So there's an amazing thing, okay? What comes out is even you're going to say every Torah, every word in Torah is the Chmoli Chochma, as you have the Rambam and the Vuchim, that he talks about. That if someone says that Achois Loiton Timno, that he talks of it in Chelik Gimel Perek Nun, okay, in Moed Nevuchim. For Yodato Omum Shemenashe Rosha Lo Yemar Be Moishivoysov Hapchusim Raf Dikduki Eila Makrimis Omru Vohoyo Oyoshe Bederish Bagodesh of Deifi Hoyoime Lohil Moishe Lichte. Elavachis loitan timno, vanyodiach o klal echod, vioshuv acher, kol eila protim, kashe o sisi betaimia mitzis, da, ki kol sipo shetimso o kosov batera, hu toeles hechreches batera. Im laames das, shupino mipino satera. Okay. A way that a person approach a life, o tikun amasim and amasim. Ad shuliyye bein bnei Yisrael bein bnei odom ovo chomus. So it doesn't mean that every word in Torah has to be deeply dolish. All it means there's a purpose to everything, and the purpose in Torah should be ksav over here could be whatever you want. Okay, could be to learn how to deal with your fellow man, however you want to learn at Yisrael. That's not a problem, okay? However, when you come to Hayisrael Hashmini, Torah Min HaShemayim, V'shikulu Mipi HaGvur Vein Hevdel Beinu B'nei Chom Kush U'mitzrayim U'fut V'Kanoan V'shem Ishtoi Mehetavo Bas Matre O'anoich HaShem Elokecho U'shma Yisrael HaShem Elokecho HaShem Echo Rako Mipi HaGvur V'akol Teres HaShem Tzmimo Tehera Kedosh Emes. Now, before he deals with Menashe, Upeker Yosef Mikol Kofer Acher, the ideal of the person who reached the zenith of Kfira, El Lefisha Choshev Sheish B'Torah Teruchu Klipa, V'Sholu V'Sheilu Atarich V'Asipurim Ein Toelas B'Hem U'Moishim Midaita Omrim. וזהו עניין אין תורה מן השמיים. עומך שהוא הועימה שכל התורה כולה מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא, חוץ מפסר אחד של עומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אלא מוישה פי עצמו, וזהו כדבר השם בוסה. יסעלה השם שאוימים הקיפרים, יסעלה השם ממה שאוימים הקיפרים, אלא כל עויס שבו יש בו חוכמוס ונפלויס. Kol Eis Ve'Eis Kochem Yifloi Eis L'mi Shehevino Hashem L'oi Sufa Tachlis Kochmosa Aluke Meretz Mida V'chom Mene Yam. I just don't know what that is. What's that Machayim Droshes or whatever it is, okay? The question is, can you be Derish every Posek in Torah when you give him Midas, even though in Pshut HaShem Mikra it might be X, Y, and Z? Okay? And the Ramban saying, you know, you can't end up, and that's what I told you last time, that's the last time we were talking about this, is according to Ramban, Teres, that Teres Shebiksam and Teres Shebiksam merge as one. It's also Pshut HaShem Mikra. So you can't really have a Teres Shebiksam, which is antithetical to the Teres Shebiksam. And that's what he's doing over here. But however, if you learn that the Messiah of Drosh is a separate Messiah, and it's not the Pshat and Pasuk. So I don't know why you should be limited to anything. Okay? That's a very important issue.
You seen the Rambam something about that? What's the Rambam saying?
The Rambam seems to... He's not... The Rambam doesn't deny that you could have learned out these mitzvahs from Yisrael. Okay? And that's what the Ramban is attacking him about. Okay? And that's what the Ramban says, Omo Yis'aleh, because it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is only a Mechikik, and a Seif Amatik. Okay? And the Ramban says, since the Pshut HaShel Mikra, it's a Sas Yisro, there's nothing to talk about. Okay? See, you could have attacked him in different ways. It's not a Droshen, it's a Smachta. It's not your Gemur Shatoi Nidreshet for him. It's not Broshen Sivui. You can do whatever you want, but that was not the issue over here. The basic issue is, if Pshut HaShem Mikra says X, can you dash and Kedor HaShem Mikra? That's what we're talking about. Okay, now, the Reim is very clear. In Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, he learns Kvura, Mitzvah Kvura from this pasuk. In Siman Reish Yotes Reish Chof, Nicham Aveilim Bikacholim, and he reads these psukim. So this is real, okay? You'll find even in the Shiltes, okay? Achrei Mois. Shilta, the Machai de Beis Yisrael, Yishiule Bektsila, that's a chela. The Yom of Chanina, Mai Dichsi, Vach Hashem Elokechem Teleichu. Yashom Lecha Chalash Bochu, Vohu Ksi, Vash Shir Hashem Hashem Eichu Eichu, Vokur Shmaito, Ki Dichsi, Vesech Bereshit, but he himself go in the Shilta and Bereshit. Vafilu Ben Gilo Nami, the Yom of Koman, the Shor Bektsila, Shokol, Chad min shita in b'tzare.
of his son. Okay, it takes away 1/60. Hilkoch chayiv lemezo v'shiu lebei v'chi ozo loy ozo l'chudei el b'ol yachrin amanolam d'afil ben gila machayiv the Tony of Yosef v'odat lehem es aderech v'odat lehem ze b'yis chayim es aderech z'gul z'chod u'mayhi v'yitzor et hameis v'achnos es kala ashe yilchu bo z'ubik achayim bo ashe yilchu Zubilis Klikachol, Bozu Kvus and me, Kvu, as a Maisa, Zadir, as she asked Zubilis and Mishu said this. Oh, Mama, Doso, Vikim Cholim, Hiding the Sodom, El Lab, Afilu Bengilo. So the Schultz is taking this very seriously. He's quoting the Moba Metzia together with the Moba Seta. He was in the same part. Okay, now I want to read to you a polemics between Daniel Ababli and Rav Avraham ben Rambam. Okay, I just want to show you what's going on here. This is in Maisa Nisan now. For Omuzal b'pri roish hashiyotza midroshes uferu lo yishalechu homikai midenesa yecheskel man omo letaimeh. Hold the Omer of Chista, Dov Zer Mitoriz Moshe Rabbeinu Lomanu, Midibu Yechesko Ben Buzi Lomanu, Kol Benecho Arulei V'Arboso Lo Yobo El Mikdash V'chulei, Mekai Midenesi Yechesko Man Omo, El Gomo Gmiru V'Yosi Yechesko Lasso Hako, V'chi Gmiru Alocho Meis Misa, L'Chulei Avoido Lo Gmiru, V'Alkein Lo Yifle, Minayin, Isa Oriel, the Isa Pluroish, Babuza Bechal, we've been a shenemel of the Moshe Besina. Bechain, now that's the important part. Halboshus Arumim, Lo Yifle, Shetia Pirush, Le Omroi, Yisale, De Machsele. Vihi Mitzvet Neatzmoi, Hu Pirush Mukubo. Mamish, the world has turned upside down inside out. If you remember, okay, the Ramban, you know, the discussion about the Rambam presents Yeshaya as Takonis Nevi'im, okay? I say he didn't have to say that. He could have learned, he could have had the issue as being a Pirush HaMekubal, okay? Correct? He could have been, okay? But the world is turned upside down. You can have a Pirush HaMekubal in Dei Machseiroi and end up with a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. That's what he basically said to the Rav Avli. So I'm a whole new world. That's exactly what he said here. Pirush, the Ram says that Malbush HaRum is part of Dei Machseiroi Sheyechsalai, correct? He says, yeah, you're right. But since it's in Yeshaya, and it's a Pirush HaMekubal, the Sefer Mitzvah. Who Pirush HaMekubal? Who Pirsamoy, Yeshaya Olav HaSholem, B'Yomu Kisira Eirom V'Chisisa. Then it goes further. It's just not enough. V'cheino Inye V'Bikach Cholem, V'Nicham HaVeilem. She'iye Pirush HaMekubal V'Moshe. This is an amazing thing. A Pirush HaMekubal on a Shtikl Torah from Yisrael and it's a mitzvah. That's what happened. Be'omroi v'idat lehem es aderech. So since it's a Torah, there's no problem. Now, Dei Machseiroi, I can imagine being a separate mitzvah from Pesach Tiftach, and the Emes of Sadi Goyim has a mitzvah Vahave Tavit Dei Chsorer, separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Okay, but it's not mistabe to say that that's what Daniel Babli is doing, because Have Tavitoi Tavit Dei Chsorer, that's a mitzvah to be malvehim when he doesn't want to take stock. You have to make sure that it's going to work out for him good, and he doesn't want to take stock and give him a halvot. Okay? That's not what we're talking about. So, even if you say that they machseira sheyechsaloi, there's a mitzvah to give him the agosha, that he's not missing anything, okay? I can imagine this thing. But to call the mitzvah with a pirush makubo, and to call the mitzvah havosh harumim, and not deich machseira, I just don't, you know. You see, there are two issues. The Ram learns, see, the Ram. The Asor of the Ram, the Dei Machseira in Rambam is not a separate mitzvah, it's part of Mitzvah Stokov. Okay? The question is Dei Machseira Shiechsavoy, is that part of Mitzvah Stokov or is it a separate mitzvah? So I can imagine a separate mitzvah. Okay? But a Pirush Makubo should make Malbush Harum as a separate mitzvah and not count Dei. He doesn't count Dei Machseira. Just wondering, this becomes very, very interesting. Okay? And then, L'chayra, what comes out in the Pasuk Yisrael, that the Pirush Makubo can be contrary to Pshuto Shel Mikra, and you should learn the mitzvah out from it. Okay? So, Mamish, everything, it's just the opposite of what you see. What he's done. What he did was, he took the Ram, all the premise of the Ram, and turned it upside down. Because the Ram says it's a drasha. He says, no, it's not a drasha. It's a Pirush HaMakubal. Once the Pirush HaMakubal, you can call your Gemara Metzia and everything. I call your Avor Mekom B'Sholem. That's basically what he did. And he said, oh, the Rambam, you said that Yeshaya is a Takona, okay? It's not a Takona, it's a Pirush HaMakubal. I said it's Dei Machseira, oh, Duch the Pirush Makubo, the separate mitzvah. That's exactly what he did. You know, it's an amazing thing in the way he used the word Pirush Makubo, okay? I can't tell you, I know what exactly happened over here, okay? But I assume there's something about Pirush Makubo over here, because this, we don't have the original over here. This was translated from the Arabic, everything. There were letters back and forth, between the Avraham and Rambam and Daniel Avavlit. But you know, we have not, you know, we only have this. But if you look at the Avraham's answer, I assume the translation was proper. Because look what he says. Omnom Havosh Tarumim Lo Yedati Im Bidvorcho Bezeh Neda Yoyisizuas Mashe Bialoi, his father. Zal. Kizehu Pirush L'ma'amoroi yis'ale de machseiroi. And this is what he does. And this is the important point. And this is what anyone should have said. Va'pirush ein loy l'mnoisai. Ein heivdel im heimo divrei teiro o nusach divrei novin o pirush mekubo o nolad behekish. Ki v'neishu pirush le'eze mitzvah B'zeis ha-mitzvah k'var mono as part of Mitzvah Stoka, I assume. Ma yachichenu limnois pirusha. Va pirush lebo el levar misparish. That's what the word pirush is, to explain something, okay? V'loi u'b'zeh gamkein yizvay l'cho tshuva l'vach shavtcha. Sh'loi limnois Pirush voidata lahem af im noida noida shu pirush amiti. If you say it's not a drasha, it's a pirush amiti, v'lo derech asmachta. The pirush makubal can't be better than the mitzvah itself. And if yemoina the larger mitzvah after achamoicha or whatever yemoina, as the Rambam says, I have pirush makubal that there might be many aspects of it. But the same way, you're not moine the mikdash, all the kelim in mikdash, we pointed out in Sherish Yudbeis. You know, it doesn't work. So, l'chera, we understand what the Rav Avraham Ben Rav says. How Daniel Abavli understood Pirush Makubo, And how it could actually make new mitzvahs is amazing. But he's trying to take care of the garment Sherish Beis that drushes are not minyan mitzvahs. And the truth is, I'm not sure the Rambam, you know, the emphasis that what the Rambam says, and Sherish Beis, he says, the reason he's basing himself, the Bahag, on this faulty premise that you can count drosh and minyan mitzvahs. And he quotes the Mabu Mitzvah, okay? V'choshu shekol pulu pulu min apulis alolu mitzvahs ne'atmo. V'lo yodu shekol pulu alolu v'demeim nicholos b'chal v'yachnu l'ach kamoicho. Mitzvah achas b'chal mitzvah amuris b'atayu b'feirish om yis'ale v'yachnu l'ach kamoicho. So I just don't get it, you know. You know, what's the problem over here? Because even, see, that's what I don't get. So the Rambam, you know, it very much sounds like Daniel Ababli, and that's what Daniel Ababli argues. You see, the point is that independent, whether it's a drosha or a pirush mekubal over here, there's no reason to count it as a separate mitzvah, because everything's b'chal b'achto ach kamoicha. Correct? So, but the Daniel Ababli sees in the Rambam's Lashon that the problem is that the drasha. He says, no, it's the Pirush Mekubal. And I call you over on Makom Mesholim. The Ababli and the Rambam says exactly what we would have said, that you can't count a Pirush Mekubal as a separate mitzvah if, you know, it really is part of a greater mitzvah. Okay? Or the pirush is not a separate mitzvah from what you're trying to mefarish, okay? But, you know, if that's the issue, you know, we don't understand what the Rambam's Hasogdi is. The Rambam's Hasogdi is that it's a drasha. So the Ababli says very well. But we don't understand both the Rambam and the Neil Ababli. Because everyone would have decided, or Rambam and Rambam, that if you accept that it's a Pirush Mekubal, it doesn't mean anything here. Correct? Okay. So that just, I just want to see it clearly air here. It's very strange, okay? Because you read the Neil Abba, you read Rambam and Rambam, you say, yeah, wow, you know, this is right. But the truth is, all the Neil Ababli did was take the text of the Rambam and says, do you see from this that he's ready to accept that it should have been a mitzvah had it not been a drasha? So he says, okay, so let's take the Pirush Mekubal, everyone's happy. But I don't get it. The Rambam I don't get, and I don't get anything about it. The Rambam and the Rambam, you know, we understand. Okay, we don't understand what he thought. You know, with Pirush Mekubal.
What's wrong with the Rambam?
The Rambam is mashma, if you look in Sherish Beis, that the problem over here is that the Bahag is based on this faulty assumption he counts drashas. Okay? And the whole Sherish Beis is to machal gashim Pirush Mekubal le drasha. Okay? So you say to Pirush Mekubal, you're okay, correct? Correct? The problem is, there's a drasha, correct? So the Neil Ababli says, you know, maybe it takes the drasha. That's the Pirush Mekubal. So I'm telling you that it didn't say over there, gufteir or dreis or something like that. Okay, to say that, you know. The Neil Ababli says it doesn't have to say that, okay? But, you know, that's not the issue over here. The issue of the Mom Metzia is a different issue, right? Is that no matter what you conclude about it, it's b'chal v'achto l'ach kamoicha. And that's what the Rambam himself says in Sherish Aleph. And the Rambam himself says at the end also in Sherish Beis. I just don't know, you know, so why, in other words, if the point is that everything's b'chal v'achto l'ach kamoicha, why do you attack halachas gedolos in Shorish Beis. Because he says this is based on this faulty assumption that drashes are minyan mitzvahs.
You couldn't have a Pirush Mekubal telling me that these specific actions are the kavanah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha.
You could have had anything you wanted, but he's noting the Pirush Mekubal is in the Pasuk in Yisrael, not in Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Correct? And that's the point. Okay. Unless. I just don't get what the issue is over here. Okay? And you find, you see, that the moment of Metzia is serious, you find another Rishayin, and we'll see more about it, okay? For example, the Shit Mubetis in the Dom Lametes, the Mitzvah Levaka Chilim Shinema, as Aderech Yechubo, Ramin Hosom, Ze Biko Chilim. But you know, the Makom Biko Chilim Shit Mubetis says the moment of Metzia. And therefore, the moment sees is mani b'chinom. That's what he says. That's the pshat. That's the pshat in the Gemara and in the Dovid. Shari tshuva. Shar gimel. Ois yud gimel. Now, there's going to be part which you can use later. Okay. V'yesh v'mitzah tasei min ha'chamurois she'ein hamon ha'am nisholim bohem k'goyin v'chulei. Because he talks about the Shavuot Shav, whatever, okay, I'm not getting involved. V'chein gemilas chasadim, she mitzvah saseh, she ne'emal, hodata lehem, es haderech yechobo, zu gemilas chasadim. How do you do this called the mitzvah mitzvah? Mitzvah saseh? To the moment we see it? Shari tshuva. Then, this will be very much nagei later, okay? Then he says, "V'chein mitzvah liikones lifnim mishuas hadin shenema v'esamaisa sheyasu v'yom v'sina zechonin levocho ze lifnim mishuas hadin." Okay. And what he's talking about. Pesik b'mitzvah in the Rabbeinu Yonah Talmud Rabbeinu in Brachos Yirah from the base in Daf Yarif on Kovos Ameis Lachos B'Paneim, he quotes this drasha in Bar Mitzvah as a reason to say that he says Pesik b'mitzvah, Patron b'mitzvah. Okay. Now the Gemara does quote this pasuk in Yisrael from a call for something else. And the Goyim take it very seriously. The one Morikot and Ham and Aleph, Mo says, Mitzayni es ha-kforis. Omer v'shimen pazi, remez l'tzim kforis min ha-tera. Minayin. Aba yom ha-mehochot, na yivu l'shiti mirsho. Ha-popo-omo, v'yomo, solu panu derech. V'bchinina, omo, Olim Mirsho, Viderch Ami, Rabbi Yeshua Breed Rabbi Yoma, Voidatulem Esaderch Yelchubo. That is Tim Kvaras, okay? Mazutimachoy. So the Chayim, what it is a Chiv on Bezdin to Mitzaynes Akvaras from the Koran Yisrael. The Chayim, that's what he says. And the Ram seems to say in general the Chiv is a Kol Yochav V'Yochid, but as a separate Chiv, at a certain time, you have the Ram Ches to mismess a lot of tests called Mutzi Keva, or Mace, or Dova Shemetam Boil, Mina Mace, Chayav Sainalo, they should know you at Takol Lacher. Ucholu Shomoye, Hoy Yuitsi Mibez, the Lissain as a Kvorois. So, you would have in Ramban Yatsis is a smacht of Alma, but the posting is only an eighth and not a seaboy. Correct. Now, I just would tell you something, okay? The question is, Sheyilchubo. Okay? Yechu means to walk. Okay? Is it really mean to walk? Aderech HaSheyecha Bo is more metaphysically to walk. That's Yahan Hoga, correct? And the Gemara is Darshan Yet, Kilo is walking. In fact, but I'm docking Tehillim, when it says, Aderech HaToyim Lo Yomot, Ke'achet Yasser Yisrael, Yosser Yimet, Ubederech, the first pasuk to him. El haminog the esek ha'odum maseil uvodat lehem as a derech yichobo. Oh, that's a quote to our pasuk. It doesn't mean derech. And the chayre is that's what's going on here. It's interpreted as derech. And the chayre, the preacher says. Just the opposite, that this is the Pshat and Chazal, how they darshan the Pasuk. Because the Prisha says in Yodea, Simit Shinlam and Hesif Kod Gimel, Voidat Lehem es Aderech Yechu Bo, Zok the Prisha, V'ezo Mitzvah Mekaymen Aride Halicha, Yechu Bo, Havyoim is the Bikochoy Levavoy Sameis, nearly. So you have to, it's flipped, everything is flipped upside down, inside out. Because what comes out, it's not only not Pshuto Shel Mikra, in terms of that it's an Eitzah, but the word Halicha, you know, doesn't have to do with anything. But the high going comes in a tshuva, and says, the Makor is the Chiyuv HaBez, and the Hazar Sa'om, is from the Pasuk of Yisrael. Shuvah Sagayim. L'chayri, he's referring to the Gemara Makot. I don't know where he gets the Pasuk from. Unless the Gemara Makot. So l'chayri, he takes all these Amoraim and everything. Oh, thought Yisrael. Rav Haigayim. Shari Shuvah, Simen Reish Samaches, Rabbeinu Hai Zal, Chayovim Bezdin, Ligzol Gzeira, Shlo Yehei Odom, Oysa Melocha B'chol Shomoyim, El Apiyem, So I must make us of Allah Ham, Lay Malacha. Eze Yoy Mosa, Veze Yoy Muta. Eze Malacha Sua, Veze Malacha Muteris. Udas mi Oise Malacha. O mi Eno Oise. Mi Pine Shebezdin Mitsuvin Lahazir Loom. Tirsiv Vizhalta Eshem. Es ha-chukim, v'idato lehem, es ha-derech yelchu bo, v'es ha-ma'ase ashe ya'asu, ki inyin ha-om, toli al tzavoreihem, v'yizavu, sho yitvesu b'chatosu. So it's just the opposite. It's not that Yisrael is telling them an eitzah of how not to have Dinei Torah, but he's telling him what the tafkid of Bezdin is. It's an amazing thing, and this is a Shuvah of Hagen, he will all does take impossible. And I assume he's learning out, he says, what the Gemara in Moed Katan want, because if there is a Mirshal, they're responsible. Mail they have to send out. I'm going to turn the world upside down. Now, next. This I find is an amazing thing, okay? Let's keep in mind something. I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish this today, but we'll just start at least. Maybe we'll finish it, we'll see. The Ramban, at the end, when he has polemics about, you know, he says, Mehechetese, those things, even if you take the drosh as serious, okay, do you really know that everything mentioned in these droshes are mitzvahs? You have Beis Chayim, which is umnis, right? Correct?
you notice that there's no mention of a Pnimishua Satin at all. The Bahag doesn't count it, okay, doesn't quote it. The Ram doesn't mention it in Bechlau. And he only proves from Beis Chayeim. He doesn't prove from Pnimishua Satin. The question is, how do you look at Lifnim Mishua Zadin? How does the Ramban look at it? And, you know, the more I started looking into this, the more confused and amazed I was. Okay? So let's get started. Now, I'm not interested in this, just tell you that I'm aware of this, okay? There's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether the Kaifin and Amishua said Lifnim Mishua Zadin or not, whether the Kaifa. There's a Rosh Bob Metzia in Perik Beis Siman Zayin. There's a Mordechai in Bob Metzia in Eila Metzia Yisrael Mishreish Nun Zayin. There's a Ravan, whatever. Okay, that is he quotes a Ravan that you could find the Fnei Mishu Zadin. The Avnei Muim talks about this Barichus in Siman Chavches and the Ksais and Siman Reish Nun Tes. Not my interest at all. Okay. But there's such a thing as Nimishu Zatin. Okay. Now, let me read to you a Ramban in Vayikra Yutes Beis. Okay? Perek Yutes Posik Beis. Vezeh Derech HaTeira Lifrot Belichlo bekiyotze beze ki achrei aschoras protei hadinim b'chol maso umaton shebein odom shebein bnei odom leisignoiv v'leisigzo v'leisenu v'sha'o aschoris oma b'chlau v'yosiso hayosha v'atev shiachnis Be'asei, shiachnis be'asei. Okay, that's pretty clear. Hayoshe v'hashvaya, which is pshara, b'chol lefnei mishuas hadin, l'rotzoin chaveirov. Okay? Kashe haforesh, b'agi l'mekoyma, b'yutzoin hakodesh boruchu, in the posik in Veschana. And then he says, the chin binyan Hashabbos, also a melocha is b'lav, v'atrochim v'asei, kloli, shneim atishbois, v'yoyde forish zeh lahalon, this is in Kedushim, okay, where he has the Kedushim to you, as a mitzvah of precious from too much beer, from Fresin, from Goyal, from Nivelpeh, or in Tuma, all different things, right? That's what he has to do to you. Okay. And this is a sequel of this, and I guess Toshin to you should also be, what can I say, correct? So, you understand, if he's ready to accept this, he can't use Lefnim Mishuas Hadin as an example of you know, it's not a mitzvah like Beis Chayeim, okay? So, you know, if you leave it like this, you know, everything's fine. But you know, the more I got into it, the more I was very confused about this. Okay. So he says Siachnis Basay, right? Okay. When he talks in Veschan, he says like this. He calls it Inin Golo. He says, "Vasis Yoshakov Aderach Hapshat," that it's referring to Mitzasei in general. But he says, however, "Rabaseinu Yesh Medrash Yofe Omu Zup Sholo Vnimishu Zadin." והכבונה בזה, כי מתחילו מה שציש בחויסו, ואידויסו מה שצימחו. ועתו, יוימא גם כן, גם, ואשר לא צימחו, תן דייתכו, לעשות הטבע יושב בעינוב, כי הוא אוהב הטבע יושב. וזה עניין גודל, לפי שאי אפשר, להזכיר בתירו, כל הנהוגס האודם, עם שכנוב, וראה, וכל מסור, ותיקוני הישוב, והמדינויס, כל כולו. Okay, so it's very different. When you talk about malachas, there is a limited, and they were mafaretet. Okay, when you talk about arayis or these things, the Torah was mafaretet. Okay, all the different things, but you know it's really not the same because this he's saying when you're talking about dinim, you really can't take care of everything. You can't mention everything, which is a different point. כי הוא אוהב הטבע, אבל אחרי שהזכיר מהם הרבה, גוי מסלח רוחיל, לא סיכום וסיטו, לא סמדם ואיכו, לא סקל חרש, מבני סייב ותוקום, וקריאי ציבוהם, חוזר לא מבדרך כלל, שיעשה הטבע ויושע, בכל דובו, עד שיקוניס בזה הפשורה, לפני משהו הסדין. וכגוין מה שהזכירו בדין הדבר מצרו ואפילו מה שאומרו פירקו אינו ודיברו בנחס עם הבריס עד שיקר בכל עניין תם ויושר פרסיס היושר והטף. So I asked myself, and this is an important question, you know, I'll start talking, but I'm not sure I'm going to finish it now. Let's open up the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs. Is there a separate mitzvah for Sisa Yashav Atev? Kedushin to you? Okay. However, we have Shabbosim. Okay. And this becomes very, very strange. Okay. In fact, if I may say, I don't know. You know, if you look at the Ramban, you ask, you know, the what's the pasuk Kedushim to you? Okay, it's referring to very, very clearly. It's referring to those other mitzvahs, correct? And you know, it's with Arayis, and it's with what? Correct, right. But however, when you open up the Sherish Dalet, I get very confused because the Rambam says, "Ein roi shiimnu hamitzah kolis b'teir kula b'zeh tol naba alochas." Okay. Oma ukva tol v'ikol hazeh ad asher monu kedushim tiyu. And that's the Rambam. Mitzvah b'chlal mitzvah saseh v'liyodu sh'omu yis'ale k'deshim tiyu v'yisim k'deshim hu mitzvah la'asa is kol ha'tera kula. Now I'm learning it's kol ha'tera kula. Losh sifor k'deshim tiyu p'ushim tiyu k'loy mosilu ha'midris ha'magunais. I don't know what the gist of the Ramban is. He has it, Shavel has a magunais b'chol it's b'cholos. Okay, it doesn't really bother me. Kulom, I don't know if this is the big difference, okay? Shemonati eschem mehem. The omnum ba'al lochais loimona kedushin to you. Avomona vis kedushin v'yis kedushin. Va'kedushin be'emes liyois pulushin. Va'sher hein klau l'menius kulom. Loimnu kedushin to you. See, he in Sefer Mitzvahs and Asogis does not take the line that he has a chumash at all and is ready to accept. Okay. And he's ready to accept it's not a mitzvah at all. So, I'm not going to have time to even talk it here at all. But the question is, what exactly happens when you read the whole Ramban in Parshas Emor about Trochim? How serious is it? Okay. When you read the whole Ramban, in other words, what's the Ramban Chumash? It's droshes which have no halachic validity. It shouldn't be a mina mitzvah. What happened over here? Okay? What is the purpose of Rabban al-Chumash? And how can he call it an assay? Is it minyan mitzvah? Is it not minyan mitzvah? I might be able to explain that to you, okay? I have an idea about that. But I thought the best thing to do is just to leave you and just as a week to think about what exactly is. Everyone knows the Ramban and Toshi to you. So Ramban also knows. Maybe it's only Mechadish and Materis as well, okay? Is the minyan mitzvah changed in Chumash? The question is, you know, sometimes he says, for example, he says that the Derech Abiseinu is as an Aseinu Leisa Seh Amloch, correct? But he says the Midrashim and he learns Shomiko is on Trochim. Okay? Does Pshuta Shomiko have halachic validity? He talks about Chumash here again and again, and he calls it an assay. So how can it be an assay? It doesn't have a lot of validity. But so then what is? What's going on? What's going on in Kaddish? This is the question which I'd like to leave you with, and this is the same issue for Sisa Yosheva Tev.